Bienvenidos a la Misa en Español, donde nosotros llevaremos hasta usted el amor de nuestro Padre en la Sagrada Eucaristía. Deseamos unirnos con Jesucristo en una entrega de los unos a los otros. Acompáñenos en nuestra oración eucarística.
En el nombre del Padre, y del Hijo, y del Espíritu Santo. Amén. La gracia de nuestro Señor Jesucristo, el amor del Padre, y la comunión del Espíritu Santo estén con todos ustedes. Hermanos y hermanas, para celebrar dignamente estos sagrados misterios, reconozcamos nuestros pecados. Yo confieso ante Dios Todopoderoso y ante ustedes, hermanos, que he pecado mucho de pensamiento, palabra, obra y omisión, por mi gran culpa. Por eso ruego a Santa María, siempre Virgen, a los ángeles, a los santos y a ustedes, hermanos, que intercedan por mí ante Dios nuestro Señor. Dios Todopoderoso, tenga misericordia de nosotros, perdona nuestros pecados y nos lleve a la vida eterna. Amén. Let us pray. O God, protector of those who hope in you, without whom nothing has firm foundation, nothing is holy, bestow in abundance your mercy upon us, and grant that, with you as our ruler and guide, we may use the good things that pass in such a way as to hold fast even now to those that ever endure. Through our Lord Jesus Christ, your Son, who lives and reigns with you in the unity of the Holy Spirit, one God forever and ever.
Primera lectura. Lectura del primer libro de los Reyes. En aquellos días el Señor se le apareció al rey Salomón en sueños y le dijo: Salomón, pídeme lo que quieras y yo te lo daré. Salomón respondió: Señor, tú trataste con misericordia a tu siervo David, mi padre, porque se portó contigo con lealtad, con justicia y rectitud de corazón. Más aún también ahora lo sigues tratando con misericordia, porque has hecho de que un hijo suyo lo suceda en el trono. Si tú quisiste, Señor, y Dios mío, que yo te sirvo, sucediera en el trono a mi padre David, pero yo no soy más que un muchacho y no sé cómo actuar. Soy tu siervo y me encuentro perdido en medio de este pueblo tuyo tan numeroso que es imposible contarlo. Por eso te pido que me concedas sabiduría de corazón para que sepa cómo gobernar a tu pueblo y distinguir entre el bien y el mal. Pues sin ella, ¿quién será capaz de gobernar este pueblo tuyo tan grande? Al Señor le agradó al Salomón que le agradó que Salomón hubiera pedido sabiduría y le dijo: Por haberme pedido esto y no una larga vida ni riquezas ni la muerte de tus enemigos, sin sabiduría para gobernar, yo te concedo lo que me has pedido. Te doy un corazón sabio y prudente, como no lo ha habido antes, ni lo habrá después de ti. Te voy a conceder, además, lo que no me has pedido, tanta gloria y riqueza que no habrá rey que se pueda comparar contigo. Palabra de Dios.
This is a reading from the letter of St. Paul to the Romans. Brothers and sisters, we know that all things work for good for those who love God, who are called according to his purpose. For those he foreknew, he also predestined to be conformed to the image of his Son, so that he might be the firstborn among many brothers and sisters. And those he predestined, he also called. And those he called, he also justified. And those that he justified, he also glorified. This is the word of the Lord.
Señor esté con ustedes. Lectura del Santo Evangelio según San Mateo. En aquel tiempo, Jesús dijo a sus discípulos: El reino de los cielos se parece a un tesoro escondido en el campo, en un campo. Él que lo encuentra, lo vuelve a esconder, y llego de alegría. Va y vende cuanto tiene, y compra aquel campo. El reino de los cielos se parece también a un comerciante en perlas finas, que, al encontrar una perla muy valiosa, va y vende cuanto tiene, y la compra. También se parece el reino de los cielos a la red que los pescadores echan en el mar y recogen todas clases de peces. Cuando se llena la red, los pescadores la sacan a la playa y se sienten a escoger los pescados. Ponen los buenos en canastos y tiran los malos. Lo mismo sucederá al final de los tiempos. Vendrán los ángeles, separarán a los malos de los buenos y los arrojarán al horno encendido. Allí será el llanto y la desesperación. ¿Han entendido todo eso? Ellos los contestaron, sí. Entonces, él les dijo, por eso, todo escriba instruido en las cosas del reino de los cielos es semejante al padre de familia, que va sacando de su tesoro cosas nuevas y cosas antiguas. Palabra del Señor.
Way back in the last millennium, I began my appreciation for opera. And so many people have told me I really began on the difficult side. First operas I were listening to were by Richard Wagner. These are operas which, for the most part, are about 4 hours in length of music, maybe some more. And there was something about it that was just fascinating to me, that you could keep people interested, that you could keep something going for that length of time. I just thought that was fascinating. Now, once I went to a performance of a Wagner opera, and the man next to me fell asleep during the first act, so not everyone stays up. But the fact that you can keep someone going and keep something going for that length of time fascinated me. When I was in school and we were learning about adjectives, I just loved adjectives because you can add them to a sentence and you can make the sentence longer. You just need to put a comma within those sentences, and the sentence will continue. The adjectives can be piled up on adjectives. Maybe that's why I liked Henry James novels so much, because in the paperback editions of those stories, a lot of his sentences would begin on one page and would go into the next page. That was just a fascination to me. You know, why make something brief? The longer you can make it, I always thought that was great. And so, I like length. Long sentences, a lot of words, a lot of music. I like lengthy things. And so, I grew up with a lot of adages. One of them was often said to me was that good things come in small packages. Now, at the time that I'm first being told this, I was rather low to the floor, and that really didn't do much for me. I mean, after all, who wanted a small something for Christmas? I wanted a big box. I wanted a big thing. What do you mean good things come in small packages? I wanted something big. But over time, I guess, being told that rather often and coming to understand, it is very true. Good things come in small packages. I mean, Henry James, Richard Wagner, others who wrote long pieces, they have their place in civilization. But we should not overlook the fact that in a few words, in a very brief statement, something powerful can be told to us. And Jesus understands this, because look what Jesus is doing here. He tells us two stories. One of the stories is one sentence. The other story is two sentences. These are very brief, but they pack a wallop. They give us a great challenge. And that's one thing that Jesus seems to continue to do throughout his ministry. He challenges. Maybe we don't care for that, but nevertheless, he challenges. And the challenges that Jesus puts before us are ones that we really need to listen to, be confronted by. Because I think Jesus is trying to help us understand something very important, namely what it means to be a disciple. I mean, we can have our own ideas, and we do. But the gift of discipleship was something that was given to us. So we really need to listen to how the giver gave it to us and what the giver's expectations are as we live out our faith. It's not our place to tell God how we're going to do it. It is our place to let God tell us how it is to be done. And so Jesus tells two brief stories. These are parables, and a reminder that a parable is a type of story in which a different way of thinking is thrown across in front of us. The reason for that is the hope that we listen to this different way of thinking and we give some consideration to it, because perhaps it has some wisdom for us that would do us and benefit us greatly as we continue to live out our lives. But this is indeed a very different way of thinking. Story number one. These have to do with the kingdom of heaven. Like a treasure someone finds in a field. They bury the treasure, go back, sell everything that they have, everything, and buy that field. Whoa. Stop. That's not the way a lot of us think. Those who are in the business of stocks, none of them would say, put all of your money in one stock. That's very risky. The chances are, if you do that, what happens when that company goes AWOL? There goes all your money. There goes everything. And you have nothing. Another old adage that I heard growing up, don't put your eggs all into one basket. Why were we told that? Because if the basket falls, if we trip and the basket falls, there go all your eggs. You got scrambled eggs in front of you. You put your eggs into different baskets. Because then if something happens to one of them, you didn't lose all your eggs. You still have some eggs. But if you put them all in one basket and something happens to that one basket, no more eggs. Just a mess in front of you. And so the way we often think is that I'm not going to put everything into one whatever, because it's risky. I could lose it. So we don't. But Jesus is saying, yes, you do. Yes, you do. When you consider the kingdom of heaven. Second story, a merchant finds a fine pearl, a pearl of great price. Goes back and sells everything he has. Everything he has. All of what he has, he puts into purchasing this pearl. Again, that's not the way that most of us think. That's risky. And it's a risk too great to make, because if something happens to the pearl, whoops, I lost it, there goes everything. Everything I have. Not going to do it. But Jesus is getting us to think, no, yes, you do. When it comes to the kingdom of heaven, you should put everything into that. Being a disciple of Jesus requires that as the most important thing in our life. It is not one of other things that we have, but it is the most important thing. It's not another card in our deck, but it is the card. The card that I put my focus on. In two stories, Jesus is making that very clear. And if that is not our view of discipleship, if being a disciple of Jesus is just one of the many things that I'm involved with, then maybe we don't understand what discipleship is all about. Because it was given to us in the hope that that would become the important thing for each and every one of us. The important thing. And that's something to consider. This is a strong challenge of Jesus. Maybe it's not one we want to face, but Jesus is bringing it up. So we need to face it. My first spiritual director, God rest his soul, knew that I liked opera, and he did too. And he said, "But Jim, don't ever forget, there is something more important than opera. And that is being a disciple of Jesus Christ. Don't get the two out of order." And I've done my best to do that. We'll see if it worked, if I've been doing well or not. But that is what Jesus is saying to his disciples, to you and I, in these two very brief stories. That if we are truly his disciples, that is the most important thing. That's above everything else. We have other things, that is true. But none of that should become more important or even on the same level as discipleship. That should be such a pearl, if you will, of great price for us. That should be so important that nothing else is going to come up to that level. Jesus is helping us understand what it means to be a disciple. And at the end of a number of stories, a number of parables that Jesus has been telling, he asks the question, "Do you understand all these things? Do we? Do we really?" I've always said that we are walking billboards. What are we loudly proclaiming in our witness? Are we witnessing to the fact that discipleship is the most important thing, is the most precious thing, and that everything I do is focused on that, and that nothing else substitutes that importance of discipleship? It's time for us to give some consideration, to ponder this, to bring it in prayer. So, yeah, I like long sentences, I like long works, I like all of that. Something about keeping things going for a long time has always been a fascination of mine. But good things come in small packages. Jesus gives powerful messages in a one-sentence or a two-sentence parable. Do we understand? Are we living our lives accordingly? May God bless us as we continue to be his disciples in this world.
Let us stand and profess our faith. I believe in one God, the Father, the Almighty, maker of heaven and earth, of all things visible and invisible. I believe in one Lord, Jesus Christ, the only begotten Son of God, born of the Father before all ages, God from God, light from light, true God from true God, begotten, not made, consubstantial with the Father. Through him all things were made. For us men and for our salvation, he came down from heaven, and by the Holy Spirit was incarnate of the Virgin Mary and became man. For our sake he was crucified under Pontius Pilate. He suffered death and was buried, and rose again on the third day in accordance with the Scriptures. He ascended into heaven and is seated at the right hand of the Father. He will come again in glory to judge the living and the dead, and his kingdom will have no end. I believe in the Holy Spirit, the Lord, the giver of life, who proceeds from the Father and the Son, who with the Father and the Son is adored and glorified, who has spoken through the prophets. I believe in one holy, Catholic, and apostolic church. I confess one baptism for the forgiveness of sins, and I look forward to the resurrection of the dead and the life of the world to come. Amen. Trusting in the Lord, who told Solomon, "Ask something of me, and I will give it to you," we now call to mind our needs and the needs of our neighbors around the world and address them to our generous and caring God.
For the church, that we may realize the treasure of God's presence buried in each person we meet and live our lives in the joy of that knowledge, let us pray to the Lord.
Lord, hear our prayer.
Por los líderes políticos, para que gobiernen con sabiduría y comprensión a los vastos y diversos pueblos que tienen bajo su protección. Rogamos al Señor.
Rogamos, Señor.
For an awareness of the preciousness of life from conception to natural death, let us pray to the Lord.
Lord, hear our prayer.
Por todos y cada uno de nosotros, para que crezcamos en sabiduría y comprensión, y usemos esos dones para continuar construyendo el reino de Dios. Roguemos al Señor.
Rogamos, Señor.
That God may extend his healing hand upon those who continue to be affected by the coronavirus, and bless those who minister to them. Let us pray to the Lord.
Lord, hear our prayer.
And for the intentions of this Mass, for the people of Corpus Christi Cathedral, and for the eternal repose of the souls of Roberto C. Lopez and Joe D. Lopez, and for all the prayers that we hold in the silence of our hearts, and for all our intentions, spoken and unspoken. Let us pray to the Lord.
Lord, hear our prayer. Generous God, you formed us in your own image, showered us with your love, and granted us your forgiveness, treasures beyond compare. Help us to share these gifts with one another, forming, loving, and forgiving others as we do ourselves. Grant this in all our prayers through your Son, our Lord Jesus Christ. Amen.
Pastor.
pray, brothers and sisters, that my sacrifice and yours may be acceptable to God, the Almighty Father. Accept, O Lord, we pray, the offerings which we bring from the abundance of your gifts, that through the powerful working of your grace, these most sacred mysteries may sanctify our present way of life and lead us to eternal gladness. Through Christ, our Lord. El Señor esté con ustedes. Levantemos el corazón. Demos gracias al Señor nuestro Dios. En verdad, es justo y necesario, es nuestro deber y salvación, darte gracias siempre y en todo lugar, Señor, Padre Santo, Dios Todopoderoso y Eterno, por Cristo, Señor nuestro, quien, por su misterio pascual, realizó la obra maravillosa de llamarnos de la esclavitud del pecado y de la muerte al honor de ser estirpe elegida, sacerdocio real, nación consagrada, pueblo de tu propiedad, para que, trasladados por ti de las tinieblas a tu luz admirable, proclamemos ante el mundo tus maravillas. Por eso, con los ángeles y los arcángeles, con los tronos y dominicales, y con todos los coros celestiales, cantamos sin cesar el himno de tu gloria. Santo eres en verdad, Señor, fuente de toda santidad. Por eso te pedimos que santifiques estos dones con la fusión de tu Espíritu, de manera que se conviertan para nosotros en el cuerpo y la sangre de Jesucristo nuestro Señor, el cual, cuando iba a ser entregado a su pasión voluntariamente aceptada, tomó pan, dándote gracias, lo partió y lo dio a sus discípulos diciendo: tomad y coman todos de él, porque esto es mi cuerpo, que será entregado por ustedes. Del mismo modo, acabada la cena, tomó el cáliz y, dándole gracias de nuevo, lo pasó a sus discípulos diciendo: tomen y beban todos de él, porque este es el cáliz de mi sangre, sangre de la alianza nueva y eterna, que será derramada por ustedes y por muchos para el perdón de los pecados. Hagan esto en conmemoración mía. Este es el sacramento de nuestra fe.
And profess your resurrection.
Así pues, Padre, al celebrar hoy el memorial de la muerte y resurrección de tu Hijo, te ofrecemos el pan de vida y el cáliz de salvación, y te damos gracias porque nos haces dignos de servirte en tu presencia. Te pedimos humildemente que el Espíritu Santo congregue en la unidad a cuantos participamos del cuerpo y la sangre de Cristo. Acuérdate, Señor, de tu Iglesia extendida por toda la tierra, y con el Papa Francisco, con nuestro Obispo Michael, y todos los pastores que cuidan de tu pueblo, llévala a su perfección para la caridad. Acuérdate también de nuestros hermanos que se durmieron en la esperanza de la resurrección, y de todos los que han muerto en tu misericordia. Admítelos a contemplar la luz de tu rostro. Ten misericordia de todos nosotros, y así con María, la Virgen Madre de Dios, su esposo San José, los apóstoles y cuantos vivieron en tu amistad a través de los tiempos, merezcamos por tu Hijo Jesucristo compartir la vida eterna y cantar tus alabanzas. Por Cristo, en Él y en Él, a ti, Dios Padre omnipotente, en la unidad del Espíritu Santo, todo honor y toda gloria por los siglos de los siglos. At the Savior's command, informed by divine teaching, we dare to say, Our Father, who art in heaven, hallowed be thy name. Thy kingdom come, thy will be done, on earth as it is in heaven. Give us this day our daily bread, and forgive us our trespasses, as we forgive those who trespass against us. And lead us not into temptation, but deliver us from evil. Deliver us, Lord, we pray, from every evil. Graciously grant peace in our days, that, by the help of your mercy, we may be always free from sin and safe from all distress, as we await the blessed hope and the coming of our Savior, Jesus Christ.
For the kingdom, the power, and the glory are yours now.
Lord Jesus Christ, who said to your apostles, Peace I leave you, my peace I give you, look not on our sins, but on the faith of your Church, and graciously grant her peace and unity in accordance with your will, who live and reign forever and ever. The peace of the Lord be with you always.
Thank you.
Este es el Cordero de Dios, que quita el pecado del mundo. Dichosos los invitados a la cena del Señor. Señor.
Creo, Jesús mío, que estás realmente presente en el mismo sacramento del altar. Te amo sobre todas las cosas y deseo ardientemente recibirte dentro de mi alma. Pero no puede hacerlo sacramente. Ven a los menos espiritualmente en mi corazón. Quédate conmigo y no permitas que me separara de ti. Amén.
We have consumed, O Lord, this divine sacrament, the perpetual memorial of the passion of your Son. Grant, we pray, that this gift, which he himself gave us with love beyond all telling, may profit us for salvation. Through Christ, our Lord.
Amen.
Are there announcements? Well, we pray that everyone continue to stay safe and well as we venture with the Lord through this pandemic. El Señor esté con ustedes. La bendición de Dios Todopoderoso, Padre, Hijo y Espíritu Santo, descienda sobre ustedes.
Vayamos adelante. La misa ha terminado.
Demos gracias a Dios.